Light. He's light training. He's stepping it up today. He's got a hell of a bleed in his calf, and we hope now that it's dispersed. But the medical people are onto him, and he's on his feet and doing something, which is good. As I said, he hasn't really done enough to be in contention for Saturday, but Albert has. He's trained all week. Doesn't touch wood. Doesn't look any real problems with him. So we welcome him back.
And apart from those two, I presume Alan Hutton is the only other absentee.
Alan won't make it. No. Okay.
So after last week, it was a great way to come back, apart from anything else, let alone 3 points of the result, 2-1 down, and you found a way to win the game.
Well, I think that's the most important thing now, Mark, of, we're getting to that stage of the season. How can we find a way to win? You're right. And to be fair, we changed slightly, which was always going to be a gamble. But I just thought without Adoma and Grealish, we needed to find a cutting edge. Mm. So we changed and put two up the top. And in the first half, in particular, we were a bit open. And it made for a cracking game, but not great for the heart for me, that's for sure. But, because we were open, and so were they. Mm. And it was end-to-end, and then, for a neutral, it must have been a great game. But, second half, I thought, when you analyse it, we played very well. We scored three goals. They had an almighty scramble from a corner. Mm. But apart from that, I was sitting there quite comfortable in the second half.
And the other thing, on the full-time whistle, there seems to be a great togetherness in the team, a good spirit which is going to be needed in the coming weeks.
Well, I think that was the most important thing that I had to rebuild, to rebuild the trust that the supporters have with the team and have an association with the team that can give what the supporters want. And to be fair, it took a long time, and after what's happened here, there's been, years of a struggle. And once there's a struggle and you get relegated and people sure say there's no fight or passion or desire or whatever you want to call it, then we have to demand that. And the only way you can do that really is by having a couple of results like we did last week away from home. Sheffield United was the same. We dug in, found a way to win, scored in the last minute. So there's association. The team in the dressing room and the squad of players I've got now are desperate to achieve what they want to do. And with that, we've got some big personalities who've pulled the dressing room and the squad together, which is, if you're going to be successful, you need it. It's a team game at the end of the day. It's not an individual sport. It's a team game. And the more you can have, then even the subs last week, have played their part. The people who didn't travel have played their part because training all week was good. So I think that is vitally important moving forward for the club, that the associate, the team spirit, and the supporters have enjoyed watching their team of late.
Maybe, and correct me if I'm wrong, are you able now to trust them as a group of players on and off the field of play? You know what I'm saying? Because there'd been managers here that frankly couldn't.
Well, if you look apart from my first 3-4 games, we've been at a consistent level. Of course, there's dips where over Christmas, the Brentford is one or two, but when you analyse the whole season now, we've been going, in 30-odd games and been beaten 6 of them, and you look at it and go, I'm starting to sleep a bit easier. And there's nothing better feeling when you're a manager that you can go to bed on a Friday knowing that your team will roll the sleeves up, might not play very well, roll the sleeves up, have a go. And most supporters of every club just demand that one thing, that they have a little bit of pride in the jersey they play for. When they turn up on the Saturday, have a go. Now, sometimes you get beat. You have to accept that. It's football. But as long as you see the team trying and having a go, I think that's vitally important, especially if you play for Aston Villa.
In the next two games, everybody will think, well, Villa just turn up and win. It's not like that. Everybody knows that. So there is nonetheless an opportunity for you there.
It's a great. We've given ourselves a great chance. We've put ourselves in a wonderful position, Mark. In my experience with the Championship, you can go to Sheffield last week and go, wow, they were good first half. They've got some good players. And QPR, when you look at them, have got some really good players. So it's not a given. Sunderland on Tuesday have now scored 3 times against Middlesbrough and they scored 3 times against Bristol City away from home. Never going to be a pushover. How can going to Sunderland be a pushover or QPR at home? So we have to guard against that, play to our maximum. If we play to what we're capable of, then I'm quietly confident that we can go into next week's big game, hopefully with a couple of wins.
Talking about QPR, away from home, some of their results have been good. Quite impressive. Or if they've lost, it's by the odd goal. They've been quite competitive away.
I never take anything now for granted in this division, Tom, because that's why it's such a spectacle. You know, the bottom team can come up and turn over one of the top ones. It doesn't seem to happen in the big league very often these days. But in our league, there's always strange results where you look at it and go, Ipswich going to Preston last week. You know, they've gone up there and Preston on a bit of a high, all of a sudden. There's a struggle, so nothing surprises me in this league. It's that consistency what you need, and do the basics well. And if we play well, then we've got an outstanding chance.
So everybody's competitive.
Everybody's competitive. The league's competitive, you know. And for me, that's the beauty of the Championship. No disrespect to Cardiff. No disrespect to Sheffield United. I didn't expect them to be where they are today. Mm-hmm. They are. Mm-hmm. And that's the beauty, as I keep saying, of the Championship. It's so unpredictable, and that everybody's got a chance.
You'll have had them watched. What do you expect on the pitch from QPR?
Well, I had a disappointing result last week, so Ian Holloway, I am sure and convinced, that they've been in to his players from Monday morning. He'll not have accepted getting beat 5 at home. So he's wanting a reaction. And being the good manager that he is, he'd expect a reaction. So it'll be difficult, and I'm expecting it to be difficult with Big Smith up front. They're an aerial challenge, they're an aerial threat from set pieces in particular and from open play. You know, he's won more headed duels than anybody else in the division. So we've got to guard against that. They're well organised, well drilled. Will they come and play 5 at the back, or will they come and play a back 4 is a question. So we'll have to deal with it when they turn up.
What will it take? What does it take between now and the end of the season? 12 games to go. What will it take? What do you need to be there or thereabouts?
Well, I would love to I would love to have a run like we've just been on. I have to say, we've won 8 of our last 10 and drawn the other one. So that would do. Unquestionably, you need a little bit of luck. You need a bounce of the ball, and it's handling it when you come under the pump, because very, very shortly, it's all to play for, and you hope that your form stays true. We've had a wonderful couple of months in terms of results. Let's hope we can stay there.
Where does the ability against mental strength come into it when you're in that home run?
Well, I think in my experience with it is we're in it, and we're Aston Villa, and we're associated with it, and some would expect us to be there. Let's enjoy the challenge of what it is that gets a team promoted or gets a team in the playoffs. Let's enjoy the challenge of it, because for too long, you know, this club has been negativity. Let's enjoy going and playing and see where we get to.